Release unhelpful myths about teenage emotions. Parenting teens comes with its challenges, from slammed doors to moody silences and moments of rebellion. But one of the toughest hurdles may be letting go of misconceptions about adolescence and mental well-being. Specifically, there are three common myths about teen mental health that parents should discard to better navigate these years. Let's explore them. 1. First myth. There's a common belief that teenagers are driven by emotions rather than reason, making them unreliable decision makers. Emotions, supposedly, cloud our ability to make practical choices. However, this view is mistaken. Emotions provide essential information. Whether positive or negative, our feelings give us valuable insights. For example, if your teen expresses anxiety about applying to a school or excitement about a new activity, it's important to respect these emotions. Encouraging them to trust their instincts helps build confidence, making them less likely to feel pressured into uncomfortable situations by peers. Guide teen behavior in risky situations. Even teenagers who usually understand their emotions and instincts can sometimes engage in risky behaviors. This is part of growing up. A typically sensible teen might act unexpectedly when they're with friends and caught up in the excitement of the moment. Experts attribute this to how teens can switch between clear, rational thinking, cold cognition, in calm situations, and more impulsive thinking, hot cognition, in social and emotionally charged situations. In certain situations where thinking is clear and logical, cold cognition, your teen might strongly oppose risky driving. However, in social settings where risky behavior brings social rewards, hot cognition, they may abandon their rational stance. It's important to focus on preparing them when they are in a clear thinking state. Validate their feelings, discuss how they will handle themselves when their mindset shifts to a more impulsive state, and plan strategies to keep them safe. For example, encourage them to volunteer as a designated driver at parties where alcohol will be consumed. 2. Second myth. Many parents worry when their teens experience negative emotions like angst or disappointment. They might instinctively try to shield them from such feelings. However, facing and understanding these emotions is crucial for personal growth. When your child faces challenges like cheating on a test or going through a breakup, these experiences can lead to valuable reflections and personal growth. For instance, feeling guilty after cheating can help them reconsider their actions and values. Similarly, going through a breakup can teach them to seek support and strengthen their social connections. As a parent, your natural instinct might be to protect your child from pain. Yet, shielding them completely from difficult emotions may hinder their ability to build resilience. Instead, validate your teen's feelings and support them as they navigate these emotional challenges. This approach helps them develop resilience and prepares them to face future obstacles with confidence. 3. Third myth. Many believe teens are emotionally unstable, but the truth is they feel emotions intensely without being fragile. Your teenager is likely more emotionally resilient than you think. If your teen seems overwhelmed at times, it might be because they see you as their safe place. They can manage their emotions at school or with friends, but home is where they feel safe to express themselves fully and show vulnerability. So, if you're dealing with frequent tears or mood swings, it doesn't mean your teen is unstable. It means they trust you enough to share their feelings openly. It's important to understand that your child's occasional unhappiness doesn't mean they aren't mentally healthy. Good mental health involves experiencing appropriate emotions at appropriate times, including difficult ones like anger or frustration. By helping your child navigate and express these emotions effectively, you can support their development into emotionally resilient adults. Adolescence is a tumultuous emotional stage. Parenting a teenager can be bewildering. It seems like just yesterday you were raising a cheerful child whose face brightened when you entered the room. Now, you're navigating a hormonal, emotionally unpredictable adolescent who criticizes everything from your phone conversations to your haircut. What's going on? Essentially, your teen's brain is under construction. Transforming from a child's brain to an adult's involves a rapid increase in neuron production, much faster than in adults, and trimming away unused neurons. This process, like any major construction project, often encounters bumps. Emotional centers develop quickly, but areas responsible for rational thinking take longer to mature, leading to emotional outbursts over small triggers. The good news is that intense emotions tend to peak around ages 13 or 14 before gradually subsiding. Adolescence and identity development. Amid all the mental growth during adolescence, teenagers go through an emotional phase called separation individuation, which simply explains why your teen suddenly cringes at everything you say and do. When children are younger, they see themselves as closely tied to their parents, and they're okay with that. But as they grow older, they want to carve out their own identities. This means they begin separating their sense of self from their image of you. Teenagers' identity changes can make things tricky. Traits that don't fit their new image, like your jokes, suddenly annoy them. Even shared traits, such as liking sports, can frustrate them because they want to be different from you. Feeling like you can't do anything right with your teen? It's because, during this phase, almost nothing you do will feel right to them. This phase will pass as they settle into their new identity. Meanwhile, handle any outbursts by giving them three choices. Be friendly, talk civilly about what's bothering them, or take some time alone. Teen independence. As your teen prepares to assert their independence and venture into the world alone, they will naturally begin to challenge your authority. This stage is a normal part of the parent-child relationship and often results in increased tension at home. Your teen seeks more freedom while you maintain boundaries, leading to repeated clashes. Despite the frustration of recurring arguments, this friction indicates both you and your teen are fulfilling your roles. Your teen's brain is undergoing significant changes, enhancing their ability to understand others' perspectives. Psychologists view a productive conflict as one where both sides can see each other's point of view. Use this opportunity to encourage your teen to appreciate different perspectives, even if you disagree on issues like curfew. By showing them you understand their viewpoint and encouraging them to do the same, you can turn disagreements into constructive discussions where both of you can benefit in the long run. Encourage teens to share their emotions openly and comfortably. Your teenager is learning a crucial skill, emotional regulation. This means they're learning how to handle strong emotions by expressing them in healthy ways and mastering techniques to calm themselves down. It's all about managing emotions effectively. By supporting your teen in both expressing their feelings and controlling them, you'll help them navigate the challenges of adolescence more successfully. Here are a few strategies for expressing emotions. One of the simplest and most effective ways to deal with emotions is by talking about them. Research consistently shows that discussing difficult feelings can make us feel better, even if our situation remains the same. When we put our emotions into words, we move them from vague feelings to something we can think about and understand. Improve communication with your teen. Encouraging your teenager to open up can be challenging, as many teens aren't keen on direct questions like, "What's bothering you?" Instead, let them take the lead. Some parents find that teens are more likely to talk while doing something together, like walking or driving. Others discover that texting can be an easier way for teens to share their feelings. This approach helps create opportunities for meaningful conversations without pressure. To encourage your teen to open up to you, focus on improving your listening skills. When they share a frustrating school experience, observe how you respond. Avoid jumping into problem-solving mode or sharing your own similar stories. Instead, Imagine your teen is a journalist presenting a story, and you're the editor tasked with creating a headline that captures the essence of their narrative in a compelling way. This approach helps you listen actively and understand their perspective better. For instance, if your teen complains about their busy school schedule and not having time for hobbies or friends, you could respond with, "It sounds like life is really hectic right now." By focusing on their story and reflecting back their feelings, you demonstrate that you're genuinely listening to whatever they want to talk about. Enhance emotional awareness. Talking about feelings is important, but discussing specific emotions is even more beneficial. Encourage your teen to develop emotional granularity, the ability to distinguish between various emotions with precision. When they express feeling, upset, or bummed, seize the opportunity to delve deeper. Do they mean they are irritated or deeply saddened? Helping your teen articulate their emotions not only enriches their emotional vocabulary, but also shows them you genuinely care about their inner world. To manage emotions is as important as expressing them effectively. We've covered how to help your teen express their feelings. Next, we need to consider how they can control their emotions. Just talking about feelings isn't always enough, especially when these emotions become so intense that they overshadow everything else in your teen's life. This is when it's crucial to use strategies that help manage and control these overwhelming emotions effectively. Distraction often gets a bad rap, but it can be beneficial. When your teen is overwhelmed by negative emotions or stuck in a loop of unhelpful thoughts, a well-chosen distraction can shift their focus and help them reset mentally. Assist your teen in finding a distraction method that suits them, whether it's watching comedies, playing sports, or doing something relaxing like a home manicure. Sleep's role in emotional control. Did you know sleep is our body's natural way to manage tough emotions? Adequate sleep helps us regulate our feelings, while a lack of it makes negative emotions more intense. Although teens may seem grown up, their brains and bodies are still developing and need 8 to 10 hours of sleep each night to function well. If your teen seems more emotional than usual, they might just need more sleep. To help, make sure they turn off electronic devices an hour before bedtime, get regular exercise to enhance sleep quality, and adjust their schedules to ensure they get enough rest. If your teen feels overwhelmed by negative thoughts, it's important to guide them in changing their mindset. For example, if they're anxious about starting a new school and fear they won't make friends or enjoy the classes, these thoughts can lead to severe anxiety. They're likely exaggerating the negatives. As a parent, you might want to minimize their fears by saying, "You'll be fine." However, this could underestimate their feelings. Instead, helping them view the situation more positively can alleviate some of their concerns. Realistic reassurance for new beginnings. Telling your child they'll make lots of new friends is meant to ease their worries, but it may not be realistic. Instead of swinging from very negative to overly positive thoughts, try a more balanced approach. Acknowledge that starting a new school is tough. Suggest that they might not make many friends right away, but it's likely they'll find one or two people they connect with. Encourage them to reflect on how they've successfully navigated big changes before. Ask them to share how they adapted to a previous move or how they've built and kept friendships in the past. This method helps them build confidence based on real experiences. By giving your teen various tools to manage their emotions, they can temporarily stop overwhelming thoughts and feelings. This pause helps them create the mental space needed to think through and tackle the issues troubling them the most. Key points. 1. Emotions are valuable for decision-making. Trust instincts and planning for risky situations. 2. Facing negative emotions builds resilience and helps with future challenges. 3. Intense emotions are normal in teens and show emotional growth, not instability. 4. Emotional outbursts often reflect trust in a safe space, not mental health issues. 5. Supporting emotional expression and teaching regulation helps teens grow stronger. 6. Sleep and balanced perspectives play vital roles in managing emotions effectively. 7. Helping teens reflect on past successes builds confidence in facing new challenges.